Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Yes, it is. In fact, thank you, Ryan, for that marvelous introduction.
You're welcome. That was live.
It's really impressive how you play all those instruments, too, at the same time.
Thank you.
You're like, what's his name in Mary Poppins?
Dick Van Dyke.
No, not, what's his name?
Mary Poppins.
No, his.
Oh, the character's name.
It is, he sings a song in the end of that movie that makes me cry.
It's about the sugar going down?
No, that's the one that makes you cry. Tears of joy.
Yeah. Ah, sugar.
What's his name? Somebody tell us what his name
Billy
is.
Billy Van Dyke. No. William.
Thanksgiving is not less than a week away, 2 weeks away, correct? Thanksgiving is
two
coming
weeks
up.
From yesterday.
So you could essentially say Thanksgiving is here. And
yeah.
I love the holiday of Thanksgiving. I love the thought of like all the holiday stuff that you get to do with family and, you know, meals and all the trimmings that go along with any holiday, but it really does officially kick off the Christmas season for me. So it's part of the holiday season, and Thanksgiving is the beginning of it. And I know that how much you're always worried about people and their well-being, just in general, Ryan. You're always out caring for people excessively.
It's one of the things I do. I volunteer as a charity striper.
That sounds like a criminal. It's like something that happens on the New York subway.
Can't confirm.
Hi, I'm a striper. My name, Charity.
It's a red light district.
I'm not here to judge.
Charity striper.
I'm a striper.
You're trying to make an honest living.
I'm a striper down at the Pink Pony Club.
charity. You have a list of things that you want to make people aware on Thanksgiving here.
Yeah, these are from an ER doctor.
I thought you were going to go Nelly on this.
ER doctor says that these are the top five injuries and illnesses he sees on Thanksgiving.
One's got to be carving something.
Cuts and lacerations.
Cuts and lacerations from trying to carve that turkey with the knife that all men want to brag about how sharp it is.
You're correct. We see a lot of lacerations, particularly on the hands and fingers. People cut themselves all the time on Thanksgiving because they're using new tools like shredders, mandolins.
Yeah.
No way.
Yes, a mandolin is a cutter. It's you slice like you could slice potatoes or vegetables and that type of stuff.
Isn't a mandolin also a tiny guitar?
Yes, it's good to keep them separate.
Okay, just making sure that Paul McCartney wasn't playing a shredder.
Yeah, absolutely ruin your fingers.
Look at these julienne sliced potatoes.
They're made by Sir Paul McCartney. Well, I was trying to do it.
Okay, knock it off. Moving through.
I was going the doobity-doo.
I know another one that's got to be on that list.
Burns. You got it.
Are there separate burns for the people who try to fry the frozen turkey?
Yeah, quite a few patients have burns often associated with the hands, face, and forearms because of dropped food into grease or hot things. Infamous turkey fryer is a common cause of Thanksgiving burns. They get really, really hot and can overflow. And again, these aren't things you're normally using. This is the one time a year that you're using this thing.
Improperly.
And often improperly.
How do you cook the Thanksgiving turkey? How do you want it cooked?
I love deep fried turkey. It is fantastic if you can do it right. But
what makes it better?
I don't know. And it's not just that it's deep fried, because I've had deep fried turkey that's good and I've had deep fried turkey that's great. And I think the ones that are great, they inject them with something as they're frying it or before. I don't know what it is, but I know that I've had some that I'm like, that's the best turkey I've ever had. What about you? How do you cook it?
I don't usually eat turkey on Thanksgiving. Get your judgment out of here, Ethan. It's a slow pan. He's over here doing work for his next show.
How do you not eat turkey on Thanksgiving?
There's so much other good food. I would just rather eat the turkey later if I'm going to eat it at all. Of all of the things that you can eat at a Thanksgiving meal, turkey is not top five for sure. And I detest the feeling of being full. So a little bit of all the other things, the potatoes, the sweet potatoes, the green bean casserole is delish. What else do you have? Some people have, we always have a mac and cheese debate if mac and cheese belongs on the Thanksgiving table. I don't know that we might have added it. It wasn't a traditional item, but it's just such a crowd pleaser and so easy and cheap to make for kids.
Something the Pilgrims had.
Yes. Kraft.
How would one pilgrim create macaroni?
It's a long process.
Yeah, let's ask
very long
Ryan to explain that process. I don't know. I just like the other things. I won't eat rolls either. It's a waste of calories.
I agree with
and
that.
Space.
I agree with that. What do you like eating then? What is it that you're like, ooh, that's what's going to fill me up?
I could eat a Thanksgiving plate of mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, and that might be it.
Not even one piece of turkey, though. Like, it's it,
if it would
to
make
me,
you happy, I would.
Here's why. Here's why.
Yes, please tell me.
The Thanksgiving meal.
Tell me why.
The Thanksgiving meal. There are so many wonderful parts of it, as you just mentioned, several of them. But
you sound like a freshman who has to write a persuasive speech.
The heartbeat of it is quite literally the turkey.
Webster's defines turkey.
It is the center of the meal. You think Thanksgiving, you think turkey.
No, I don't. I think
you should
potatoes.
Think turkey.
I think family and friends.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Loved ones.
You never think family and friends.
And darn giving right. thanks.
And prayer.
Turkey.
Jesus.
Number one, turkey.
I'm
it is the glue of the meal.
Not persuaded. C for a complete thought.
Been a pleasure.
Thanks for your contribution. Now back to writing.
Here's the other thing, and I failed to consider this, but as he was talking, when I watch a turkey being carved, I'm out.
What do you mean?
Gross.
Well, you got to make sure they're dead first.
Well, that's what I've been doing wrong. Jared, what are you even doing, man?
That
You're supposed to kill the turkey.
That thing is screaming.
That's why it's making so much noise.
Everybody's crying.
Everywhere.
Nasty. No, I don't need to see. I don't need to see carcass. Blech. Mm-mm. But if it's in a nice container, Tupperware later, maybe.
You know what you're eating is carcass.
Not if I don't eat the turkey. I just don't need to know that much about the life that existed. I'm not sentimentally attached to it. I'm grossed out. There are people out that know exactly what I'm talking about. And you and me, brothers and sisters.
Someone needs to have a conversation with you about where your food comes from.
Mm-hmm.
My food comes from Ruler Foods. You got a problem with that?
Where do they get it, Annie?
From the macaroni farm.
Kroger.
Kroger? Yeah.
Ryan, this is where you come in.
Well, we name our turkeys before we eat them.
Oh, God.
We do want to acknowledge
what was last year's?
That they were really Snickles.
Snickles.
Other injuries?
Snickles.
Yeah. Other injuries? Orthopedic injuries. The next category is trauma to bones, joints, muscles, tendons, and ligaments.
What are you guys doing at Thanksgiving?
Slipping on turkey.
Forget football on TV. The real action is the games in the backyard.
You don't have it anymore, old man.
Or the horseplay in the living room. A little horseplay going on before the meal.
Uncle Ryan.
Yeah.
throwing his nieces and nephews around.
Who wants to play Tip the Turtle?
Are you an uncle?
No, I don't have any nephews.
Really? Yeah.
Father Ryan.
You could have nieces also.
I only consider qualify the nephews. You.
I don't acknowledge them.
He's from the old country. we don't even count girls.
We don't even count the females.
I'm not a part of the system.
What you now know is the reason we do X's and Y's on Tuesdays is because I'm really advocating for the females in Ryan's life to just exist.
The slow process. Yeah. Maybe this year the turkey will
be
a woman.
No, I have no nephews. Only nieces. I am not an uncle. It bothers me so. I keep telling
would you be
my
a,
brothers
would you
and
be
sisters.
Would you be a funcle?
Is that a fun uncle?
Mm-hmm.
I would play the same games I play with my kids. Go away is the first game.
Oh, you win.
Yeah, hey, good job, kids. We're having a good time here, aren't we?
That doesn't sound like a funcle.
And the second game is Tip the Turtle. You ever played Tip the Turtle?
I don't think so. Do now, tell.
Okay, I will. So,
is this appropriate?
Absolutely. So
with children?
You get down on the ground, and you're on all fours, like your knuckles and your knees.
Good start.
And then they have to knock you down. That's it.
That is Funkle territory.
That is Tip the Turtle.
That, like, a Funkle goes into that game and destroys all the children.
Yes.
That is my brother to a T in the pool in the summer. He's just like, bring it on. And there are kids flying everywhere. And they all just come back for more over and over and over again.
Jared, oh, they
Jared's
love it.
A good Funkle, too.
I did this with my kids 2 weeks ago. I haven't done it in a long time. I'm like, all right, fine. Because they were just rambunctious. I'm like, all right, it's Tip the Turtle time. And I got down on the rug, and I was just like, here we go, go.
What kind of sounds do you make while they're attacking you?
I lost quick.
That's so lame.
It was. Not, well, not
was
only
was it the
did
nieces?
Lose,
is that why you wrote them off?
I mean, my son is 11, and so he was like, oh, okay, we're going to do this now. I'm going to show you who I am now. And I was like, dang, things have changed.
Joe says, give nieces and nephews Red Bull and Snickers and send them home.
Yep. And but then I also injured my shoulder real quick.
Orthopedic
like,
injury.
Here we go. I can't even do this stuff anymore.
Hmm.
Gosh, you're old.
When we were on summer vacation with my brother's family, they have a little one who's two, and people would talk about Uncle Jared. She didn't hear that correctly. She started calling him Pumpkin Jared, so now he's Pumpkin Jared.
That's cute.
Because Pumpkin was something that she understood more than Uncle, and that just stuck. It's a good one.
I do have some godchildren who called me who don't call you. They call me Clown Ryan.
Oh, gross.
I kid you not. That's what they decided when they were little. Hey, it's Clown Ryan. And I'm like,
oh, gosh.
Next one is head injuries. Head trauma from falls is also common around the holidays.
Why are we falling?
It's important to consider your environment for family members who are at greater risk of falls and do not set up a slip and slide around this time of year. What will the weather be like on Thanksgiving? It's going to be icy. Do your relatives need getting inside? Is there a walkway that's well lit? Is it salted? That kind of stuff. They could fall. It's 80 degrees, so it's hard to be like, oh, it's so cold on Thanksgiving.
We're talking about inside.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right. And the last one is stomach woes.
I was going to ask if food poisoning was on the list.
Another frequent cause of ER visits on Thanksgiving is gastrointestinal illness.
Uh-oh.
Before the meal, ask family members and guests if they have any food allergies or sensitivities. Right before the prayer, do that.
And you're like, this is for you.
Dear Lord, please let Aunt Jan overcome her peanut allergy. Because there's peanuts in everything.
We're going to will it. We're going to will it into existence.
Do you have any, Ryan, in your immediate family, any like severe allergies that you have to attend to?
Yeah, I say that because we have egg allergies with my both of my boys. And then me and my daughter I think we've discovered that we're both allergic to certain like red dyes or something like that. Because they're drinks that both of us, if we drink them for 15 minutes, our stomachs are just
jacked.
Oh, you're just hurting. But then you know that it's going to be over real quick too. And we had that last time we discovered it together was we were in Disney World and we both were, you know, you're going hard
all day. A little bit of red dye there.
And we got some crazy drink concoction at one of those stands. And it was just fun. We were just walking around. And both of us go, oh, no. We had to stop for 10 minutes. And I said, honey, I've felt this before. In 10 minutes, you're going to be fine. And then we just sat there outside of Seven Dwarves and waited.
When RFK Jr. implemented the ban on those certain red dyes, Disney actually did pull a lot of that stuff off. But I think they had a 2 to 5 year window to phase all of that stuff out. And they stopped making things with it, but the phase out would take a while.
A lot of the candies are doing that too.
Yeah,
I think M&M's one of them that's doing that.
All right. Well, there's your heads up for Thanksgiving to make sure you have a safe one and a happy Thanksgiving, of course. All right, let's take a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll, we want your thoughts and your votes on it. What is your reaction to the latest Democrat effort to tie President Trump to Jeffrey Epstein? Trump's innocent? Trump's guilty? Or I'm still unsure. You can go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and cast your vote right there. We've got 225 votes in so far, and they're kind of spread out a little bit here. I'm kind of surprised that it's as competitive as it is. So get your thoughts in there. And on the YouTube chat or the text line, you can ask us anything. Have we done an AMA on the text line yet? I don't know.
No, maybe, I don't think we have.
Maybe partially. 314-241-9797. Text your questions to all of us here on the show, specifically to one of us. Whatever you want to know, text it. And if Ryan likes it, he might ask it. 314-241-9797. Back in a minute.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question. on the Annie Fry Show.
All right. So there are a few ways that you can get your questions in to participate in our little Ask Us Anything here on a Friday afternoon. We've got our own questions to ask each other. We've got texts coming through on the text line asking us questions at 314-241-9797. You can text your question to that number right now. It'll come right to us, 314-241-9797, or you can throw one up on the YouTube live chat conversation. Ryan, you said you've got a couple questions over there?
Question from the text line for the Annie Fry Show. Do you or have you ever been hunting in your life? And if so, for what?
No, I've never been hunting. Lots of shooting. I don't think I could kill something. There's a whole... my husband is pining after the opportunity to buy some hunting land because he loves to hunt. He's got a bow. He's got... other things you kill animals with, but he doesn't have a great place to hunt right now. He used to, and it's not there anymore. So every time hunting season comes around, he's just kind of sad puppy about it. And when he talks about sitting in a tree stand with the sun coming up and the cold by yourself and just sitting there, and like he's romantic about that, I'm like, pass. Hard pass. So no, I haven't. Brad?
I've gone dove hunting before.
Did you get any?
Oh, yeah. I'm not very... I was 12 or something like that, so I wasn't a great shot at that point. But, yeah, I got a couple. I mean, my uncle was like, here, use this 410 shotgun. We kind of stood in the wood line just inside the corn rows, and they would fly out where the corn was harvested, and, you know, you take a shot and lead them a little bit, and then you get one. And actually, I was surprised that I actually liked dove. I've never had it before. So, yeah, that was my hunting experience. I've never been deer hunting.
I was just talking about how I couldn't eat the turkey that was being carved. I could not eat a deer that I saw walking through a field.
Could you eat the symbol of international peace? A dove? Like Brad did?
Probably not.
Tell you what, I could kill a couple of fast break bars right now.
Have you, with my bare hands, have you ever been even anywhere remotely close to hunting? Have you ever fired a gun?
Yeah, I fired a gun, but my hunting experience that I recall is that I don't think my dad was really into hunting, although he went a few times when he was younger. And I do recall when I was probably 6 or 7 years old, him asking me, hey, do you want to go hunting? Because it's kind of a rite of passage. If you have any desire, I will take you hunting. And I said, I have no desire, mm-hmm. even at that age. And I still just don't. It doesn't sound... The romantic thing that Jared was talking about, your husband, I don't get it. I do understand that it exists. It's like a song that everybody's talking about that you go, oh, I understand why people like that song. It just doesn't connect for me. That's hunting for me.
All right, next question.
Next question is also from the text line. It says, Annie, on behalf of the YouTube chat, so I'm not sure why he's speaking in the text line about the YouTube chat, but hey, it's okay.
Extra shot of getting question read on the air.
Sure. What is your wildest, most fun, wild country experience?
I would love to know how many people listening attended Wild Country. I was a member of, I say it like it's an actual official club, but we would go on Thursdays. That's when they would do the taping. So we would be... on TV on Saturday nights, right after Saturday Night Live, I think it was, or maybe before. No, it was on Channel 4. I think it was opposite Saturday Night Live. So NBC is Saturday Night Live, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be opposite, after the news. And we did that every Thursday for 2 or 3 years. It was a major part of college for me. I don't know if saying that this is fun is really the most appropriate way to describe this, but definitely the most memorable. You have to remember that, like, I started college in 2002, and we had just come off of September 11th, still very, very fresh in the new reality that we lived in. And there was that one time where George W. Bush said to Saddam, you have to turn over your weapons of mass destruction. You have till this time. The news all put a countdown clock up, and the countdown clock ticked down to zero. And then we bombed them. And you could see it all happen, and it was crazy. And I had dear loved ones who, in the wake of September 11th, signed up for the military, went to boot camp, were going over to serve and everything in like 2003, 2004. And the day that we ended up bombing them, I remember being at Wild Country and they played Bombs Over Baghdad, which is a pretty energy-full song. And the place went crazy in a way that it was kind of surreal to me to see the celebration of this. But that's the emotion that was really bottled up from September 11th. You wanted to punch back and you wanted to punch back hard. So from a historical timeline, that was something I have very vivid memories of. Other than that, just lots of dancing and not really a whole lot of drinking because I went there a lot before I was 21. And if you got caught drinking at Wild Country when you came in and that you showed your ID, they would put a huge black Sharpie marker, fat Sharpie marker, over all of your knuckles on both sides. You were branded. If you got caught drinking, they would stop everything. Shut everything, all the music, everything stops. They turn all the lights down except for where they are, and they had a huge spotlight, and they would shine the spotlight on the person who got busted for drinking underage, and then the whole place would yell, sing na 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 na, hey hey, goodbye, and then yell, get the F out.
Wow.
I mean, if people were allowed to underage drink, I guess you would have had to be in the know. I wasn't aware of it. I would have been terrified to drink underage there. And I never did that. But that when we first declared war and like bombed them, that's got to be it.
We got a whole bunch of questions coming in the YouTube chat about food for Thanksgiving stuff.
Yep.
So let's start with George W. He says homemade stuffing or stovetop?
Stovetop. 100 out of 100 times. I love stovetop. That's something else that's on my plate. I'm glad he said that.
The exact same question from Dale: homemade dressing or stovetop?
What do you think?
I think stovetop. I think that's what we always eat.
It's just perfect. It doesn't need to be better.
Yeah, it's fine.
What about you, Brad?
My mom would always dress up the stovetop, so I guess that would be homemade. I don't know how to. She would take it.
It's not straight stovetop though.
No,
that's the start.
Right. That's the base.
You know what?
That's
true of us too. They would take it as the base and they might do a little to it.
You know, a trick with stovetop, everybody listening right now, when you go get some of those like healthier soups, the lower fat soups like cream of mushroom or broccoli cheddar or whatever, throw stovetop crumblies on the top of it and eat next level stuff.
I think my mom does that with potatoes. She'll do a potato dish and put crumbles in the top. Or it's, no. That's cornflakes.
Those are funeral potatoes.
Yeah, it is. Next question. Favorite cereal from Bobo?
Gosh, we don't buy cereal in my house anymore, much to the chagrin of my kids. There's no amount of cereal that satisfies a hungry kid. It's a never-ending bowl.
It's a never-ending bowl for me.
For a growing child, you just eat cereal forever, and it's expensive when you eat that much of it. But if I'm going to eat one bowl of cereal, I would eat a bowl of cereal in the place of a bowl of ice cream, and it would be Lucky Charms.
Ooh. I'm a Cocoa Puffs guy. I don't, like Annie, I don't really eat cereal anymore, but if I were to eat cereal, it'd be Cocoa Puffs, because the milk afterwards is so good.
I'm with Frank Belville. Level up the Cocoa Puffs and make it Cocoa Pebbles.
Let's get some mushy.
I don't really like Cocoa Pebbles or Fruity Pebbles either.
I would Fruity Pebble over Cocoa Pebble.
There is a newer cereal that I've found that I just devour. It's called Crave.
Is it low in sugar?
No. It's probably higher in sugar than average. It is so good. It's like little, they look like Captain Crunches, but they're filled with chocolate or strawberry or vanilla.
I mean, that's a dessert.
Yeah, there's no nutritional value
in that.
When
we grew up, we just ate that, and they're like 3 meals a day.
Yeah.
I grew up on cereal. That is a fact. All right. Send us more questions in the YouTube live chat. You can text them as well. 314-241-9797. We'll ask a couple of our own when we come back as well. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We appreciate you being with us on a beautiful, warm, sunny Friday afternoon. We're hitting through a little next question here, our Ask Us Anything segment. Like Ryan just said, you can text us at 314-241-9797. If you've got questions you want to ask the room, we'd love to answer them for you. We're going to go to Brad. Brad, your next question.
Yeah, my question is about the White House, and I've been paying a lot of attention to all the gold that's been added to the White House. Do you like that? Do you think it's gaudy? Where are you at on the gold that's been added to the Oval Office in the White House?
I like that it resembles Trump.
Yeah, I think it's gaudy and funny, and yeah. I kind of like it.
I don't mind it.
It's just so Trump.
I haven't
talked. Just like okay.
I haven't talked about watching The West Wing. I don't think this week, so I'm gonna enter it in here. But when I'm watching The West Wing and President Jed Bartlett, who is played by Martin Sheen, is in the White House, I'm like, it looks so 90s boring. There's like maroon and forest green and white. And that's not what it looks like right now. I always think about that as a comparison. It just, there's definitely a lot in the White House, but I don't mind it. What about you?
It's growing on me. At first I was kind of like, eh. But the more I think about it, more I think about the aesthetic of the White House, I think that it actually fits the White House. And I think that it's good to have a little fancy in our areas where we're going to be entertaining dignitaries and heads of states. We have to look like an important nation. So I kind of like it.
Next question is from InfoDude on the live stream. He says, Annie, are you an auntie? Are you an auntie, Ann?
Heck yes, I am.
Are you?
I'm Auntie Ann. I have, I don't know what the actual total is. 3, 4, 5, 6 nephews and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 nieces. So 11. I hope I counted everybody. Nope. How many nieces did I say? 6? I have 7 nieces.
I don't count nieces, so.
Well, I do. And I love them. And they're all... Charlie is the oldest grandchild on both sides. So all my nieces and nephews are younger or mixed in ages with my kids. It's so great for them to grow up with other cousins. Did you grow up with cousins?
Oh, yeah.
Were they your, like, reliable buds?
Yeah. Yeah, and in some cases they still are, although one of my closest cousins, the cousin closest to me in age, doesn't live close anymore.
Sure. But you grew up with them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're like your... I mean, I didn't grow up near any of my cousins who are my age. My dad was an only child, so I have no cousins on half my family. And the other side of my family have 3, 5, 7 cousins, I guess. And we were similar in age, but they never lived around here. So I didn't play. I never really got to do that.
You know what drives me crazy is that whenever I see my cousins, we have such a good time. And I forget that we're all similar by blood, you know, like we're all going to be the same in a way. And we all have a really good time. And I'm like, why don't we get together more?
Yeah.
But that's the way it is with anybody.
Yeah. I mean, when I think about my cousins, I think about them being my cousins. My kids are growing up with their cousins all over the place. And they're like their butts, too. What about you, Brad?
I have lots of cousins. I grew up with lots of cousins. I wouldn't say that we were best buds because on my dad's side, my dad is the youngest and all of my cousins were significantly older than me. So they like would carry me around in a bucket. But yeah, we have good...
Oh.
Yeah.
We grew That's up an on interesting, a farm, man. Logical...
Just throw me in a bucket and carry me around, you know. But I still get along with them when I see them at family events and stuff like that. We all try to get together and do our cousins' Christmas because when we were growing up, what we would do at Christmas, what we would do at Thanksgiving, is we'd always go to my grandparents' house. And so we wanted that tradition to continue, even though we're moving into this phase of life where we have kids and grandkids of our own. And so we still get together for a cousin's Christmas. It's always great to see what they're up to. On my mom's side of the family, my cousins were about my age. One was exactly a year older than me. And whenever we would go over to my mom's grandma's house, you know, they lived a block down the street. We would all hang out. That was, we were best buds for sure.
Next question. You got
this one is from the text line, 314-241-9797, if you want to text. Listening to music, do you prefer analog or digital? I like this question. I don't know if it matters to anybody else.
I'm not an audiophile in that way, but I do really love listening to our record player.
Me too.
I like the sound of it. I like the crackle. I enjoy that. If I'm listening to my music, I just like listening to it loud.
Me too. Here's how I'll answer this question. It matters to me the way it was recorded more than the way I listen to it. Because I can listen to an older song that was recorded on tape, or not vinyl, but tape. And you can tell that there's a little bit more of a depth to it because it's actually making real impressions on it instead of just ones and zeros. And I think that matters.
Yeah, I like you guys are saying record player cracking. If you can amplify that with a tube amp, oh, man. There's just something else about it, a warm sound to it that just sounds good. So, yeah, analog.
This question is from Bobo. Do you have any strange or weird items you've kept for sentimental reasons?
Strange or weird items. I have t-shirts that I've kept and I can't let go of. I've talked about my teddy bear that I have that was one of those Kmart ones that would hang over the cashiers at the end of the year. They'd put them there and every year it'd be a big white teddy bear about the size of a standard size pillow. And it would have a hat on it that would have the new year on it. And that one was 1989. But the tag on the hat's in 1989, but this is funny. The tag on it says like 1986. So I guess they just made a bunch of them. And just like changed the hat on that. Trying to think of anything else I have that's weird.
Yeah, I was thinking through my room. What do I have in there that I don't want to get rid of for no reason? The only thing I can come up with is...
Excessively manly masculine poster?
Just potions and colognes.
Is that why you smell like that?
Potions. No, I have on my wall, across a whole wall, and my wife has let me keep it up, which is amazing, a timeline from my first book that I had to write through. Mm. And that was 5 years ago. And it's still there. And every time I look at it, I still am like, oh, that's cool. And it's still there.
I have a question. This is a deep one. So you can answer it sincerely. I would like to, but I understand how this is probably going to go. Who likes you more, you or your significant other?
I think me. I think I like me more.
Than your significant other likes you?
Oh, yeah. I'm speaking to the self-centered nature of mankind. I don't think that's a surprise. Why? What's your answer to that question?
Oh, Jared.
Likes you better than you like you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, he knows my flaws, and he picked me. I don't know, kind of stuck with me. I mean, I don't know. I don't dislike myself, but I'm not impressed. I don't know. I feel like it's an interesting thought exercise, because I think that there are things that I know that I've worked towards, accomplished, earned, but knowing everything, like what you know everything about you, and your spouse is the other person who knows the most about you. You know, for a long time, it's your parents. But even after I've been married for 2007, 18 years now, Jared knows me better than my parents know me now. But they would certainly be in second place in that regard. And sometimes I just think it's kind of amazing to like know how much of a broken person that I can be, that someone's like still chooses that. What about you, Brad?
Yeah, I'm 1,000% with you on that. Terry likes me way more than
Jared likes you a lot more than you
yeah,
like you.
Yeah.
Such a guy.
I like me. I don't understand how she can like me so much, because I know who I am, and I know where I am in my worst moments, and in who I am in my best moments. And despite all of that, she still will, like we joked about this the other day, she makes me lunch every day. It's just wild how much she likes me. She's happy to see me every day when I get home. She's never annoyed by my presence, and I don't know how that could be, because I can be annoying sometimes. So yeah, she definitely loves me more than I love me.
Who likes your wife more? Does she like herself more, or do you like her more?
Man, I don't know how I was sitting here wondering how she would answer that question. I would hope she would say,
You don't have, if you're uncomfortable answering, you don't have to answer.
No, I don't know the answer. I almost want to go ask her.
You should ask her.
And see what she says. Hopefully she would say me. But then are you denigrating yourself and saying, well, I don't think highly of myself enough? I don't know the answer. I just don't know.
I think Jared thinks much more highly of me than I think of me. Easily. Easily. But you think that you think more highly of yourself than she thinks of me.
Well, that was my initial impression of the question, is how much, it's more like how much do you think about somebody?
No, like, do you like yourself? The question is, do you like yourself more, or does your wife like you more?
I don't know. I'm going to ask her that question.
Have that conversation.
Yeah.
I hope I don't start any fights in your households tonight.
Maybe
but
I won't ask
her
that question. And I'll tell you that I did.
Yeah, we'll just make something up.
Just what you do is you just tell the anecdote of this being discussed on the air, and then just wait and see what she says. If she's super quiet, then I just wouldn't push it.
Well, we got a date tonight, so.
Where are you going?
We got a trivia night we're going to.
That's fun.
All right. Date night. One more question. You got another one?
Yes. And it'll be the last one. And it's not that long. Cranberry sauce out of the can.
Ew.
Berries in or berries out?
Pass.
Yeah, I don't like cranberry sauce either.
I don't really either.
No berries. Berries out. let's not add more cranberries to it or whatever.
All right. The YouTube live chat poll, the question we're asking you today. What's your reaction to the latest Democrat effort to tie President Trump to Jeffrey Epstein? Trump is innocent. Trump is guilty, or still unsure? Go vote. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're going to wrap it up here and hand it over to the Mark Reardon Show shortly. I'm sure a roundtable set up. Is that what's going to happen here in a little bit? So you're going to want to keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative. The YouTube poll for today is, what is your reaction to the latest Democrat effort to tie President Trump to Jeffrey Epstein? Trump is innocent, Trump is guilty, or still unsure? Ryan.
Trump is innocent based on everything that I've seen, and I've looked at this issue quite a bit, read up on it quite a bit. I've read some of the deeper allegations of things that are not necessarily in the quote-unquote Epstein files, but are claims against Trump regarding the possibility of him being unfaithful to his wife, which is, You know, I think that's almost like a well-known fact at this point. And that's not good, but it doesn't make him a criminal. So I'm going to say Trump is innocent on this poll.
Is Donald Trump held to a different moral standard than his predecessors?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's a different guy.
Is it just because of how he carries himself?
Yeah, partially. And the fact that he was already this public figure. He was sort of larger than life even before running for president. So a lot of the stuff that he'd already done was out there, even if you weren't paying real close attention to it. If you were like a New York socialite, it was already out there. So, yeah, it's not good. I mean, I don't think that my morality hasn't changed in terms of saying that these things are right and these things are wrong and he's done some wrong things morally. But I don't think that we've ever said that. We've never been inconsistent on that.
No, I don't feel like I have.
But we're talking about an issue here that has to do with criminality and lines that are much more deep to be crossed than, you know, Stormy Daniels stuff.
Would people be upset about this if there were no underage girls?
I don't know. I don't think so. I just don't think it would be talked about a lot.
I wouldn't be... I don't want to say this in a flippant way, but it would be morally wrong if they were of age girls. If there was an island where you were engaging in this behavior and they were all 18 or older.
Yeah, it's still wrong to cheat on your wife.
Or just to have...
Outside of marriage.
Yeah. Have sexual relationships just for the sake of doing it. I mean, like, the morality there is the morality. It's particularly disgusting considering the details of the ages of the girls is absolutely reprehensible, but I just don't... The moral measuring tape, I always refer to it as the Mary Poppins measuring tape, you know, where she's measuring the kids and Mary Poppins is practically perfect in every way. Like, when we get out the measuring tape, the Democrats do not use the same measuring tape that I would use to judge somebody in a moral circumstance. And I would say, you know, before I judged anyone else, I would identify myself as a broken sinner in need of a savior. But that doesn't mean that I'm not allowed to look at other things and go, that is morally vacant and that needs to stop. And it's very frustrating for me to observe what the left is doing with the Epstein thing. And it seems like the only thing that matters is Trump's involvement. Like, there is so much deplorable, disgusting behavior that is involved in this that if it doesn't have to do with Donald Trump, they're not going to talk about it. That's outrageous, really, when you think about it. What is your reaction to the latest Democrat effort to tie President Trump to Jeffrey Epstein? 272 votes. It's a lot for a Friday for us, so thank you for being here. 14% said Trump is guilty. 19% say still unsure. 68% of our 272 votes here say Trump is innocent. Thank you for everybody for voting and for sending us your thoughts in the text line. You can save it in your phone at 314-241-9797. We love talking and connecting with you as we move through the show. You're going to want to keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk St. Louis Conservative because the Mark Reardon Show is coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.